radio show. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And our website is thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Great broadcast today. I don't know if I've interviewed Rob. I mean, they start to blend together after a while. People obviously stand out. I probably would have remembered Rob if I had. Rob Kirby will be here from Kirby Analytics. Daniel Esslin speaks extremely highly of him. I've done a little research on him. I'm very impressed. I'm very excited to introduce you. I think maybe Joyce interview. I don't know. Anyway, we're very excited to have him today. I think it'll be a very good interview with what's going on in the world, not only economically, but just spiritually, just everything. This guy is extremely sharp. Very excited to have him on. Dean DeWolf from Silver Botanicals. Our buddies who make the best natural deodorant that there is. I would say the best deodorant, not natural, just the best deodorant, period, because of all its benefits and doesn't hurt your health and what have you. He's going to stop in. He's got a couple, three Christmas-type gifts that we're carrying just for the holidays for you to consider. And so he'll mention them, and we'll say hi to Dean. Always like to say hi to Dean. Love Silver Botanicals. Love that deodorant. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's a great day in America, Dan. Excited to be here.
We're I can tell you got here 2 minutes before showtime.
I did. Right on time. I always get Dan in a kerfuffle in the morning. Word of the day, kerfuffle.
Yeah, look that up. Spell that. If you can spell that, you win a gold star.
There you go.
Let's get to the news. Former vice mayor of China, I can't even pronounce this city, but Linglong City. You know, remember Daniel Esslin talked about how China deals with things, how dictatorships deal with things.
They have to tendency to deal with them a little hard.
And quick. Former vice mayor of China's Linglong City sentenced to death for...
They don't mess around.
Corruption.
They don't mess around.
For corruption. Well, if they'll...
They should do that here.
You don't pay for corruption. You kill people for treason. You know, execute people for treason. The if you're going to knock
until we clear out the vermin.
So we're going to suspend the Bill of Rights to clear out the vermin.
Yeah, okay. We've suspended it before.
If they're going to knock somebody off the head and take their organs without hesitation, then why wouldn't they kill somebody?
I'm telling you that. They don't mess around over there.
His name is Zhang Zongsheng. He's a former vice mayor, and he was sentenced to death. Shoo, for taking bribes. Boy.
Man.
According to the court, Zhang received bribes in cash and property worth a total of 104 billion won, which is $165 million. Wow, that's corruption.
Mm-hmm.
From 97 to 2013, apart from being sentenced to death, Zhang has also been deprived of all his political rights for life and all his property.
He's got to be living long. Forfeited.
Yeah, I don't. What does that mean?
What does that
political
mean?
Rights
yeah.
for life. What do you mean political rights for life? What does that mean?
How do they execute you over there? Cut your head off?
They take your organs.
Send you over to the bus. Waiting for you down
to
there.
The bus out back.
They don't waste anything. And then the rest of you goes into the collagen. That's true. You can make a face, but that's true.
Oh, my God. It's gross. Yeah, that's why I don't buy collagen from...
That's right.
That's why we got collagen. Speaking of, we got good collagen from...
Yeah, exactly. You gotta watch out where you buy collagen.
China's school children now, quote, the smartest in the world. Chinese students far outstripped peers in every other country in survey of reading, math, and science ability, underscoring a reserve of future economic strength in the struggle of advanced economies to keep up. This is what I have this discussion all the time about school. We can argue about the political slant. We can argue about the propaganda, the programming, the lack of religious teachings or spiritual space. We can argue about the lack of Declaration of Independence. To me, that's the greatest fault with the schools is they don't teach the foundation of our country. But what you can't argue is that our schools are not teaching the children.
Correct.
I mean,
they do an excellent job of teaching us how to be good slaves. That they do a wonderful
job. Very good. If that's what you want, then there you go.
Exactly.
But we're like, you know, the metrics, they vary a little bit depending on the organization. We're in the 40s, basically, for education.
We're terrible. We're terrible.
We're near the top, if not the top, in the cost of education. I know we're almost double in health, and our health is like 43rd.
I know. It's
of any country in the world.
All the money we spend, and we're 43rd in the world.
So if anybody wants to argue with me, anybody I talk to, the bottom line argument is they are not, these schools are not doing what they're designed to do. You can argue about all this other stuff. We can put it aside. They're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. These children are not coming out proficient in intellectual activities and things that they need to do to perform in the future. They're not.
But they're excellent at putting a square peg in a square hole.
Yes, circling A, following directions.
Exactly.
North Korea gives Trump Christmas choice in veiled threat.
Oh, okay.
So North Korea has been quiet for a while. Now all of a sudden they stepped up lately.
They've been rumbling a little bit. They've been,
well, I mean lately. Why? Yeah. Why now?
I don't know. Christmas present?
Something to do?
Something to do.
Can't fire it up.
He likes to fire it up.
Is this could have, you know, anything to do with the China trade negotiations?
Yeah.
Nobody can convince me that China doesn't have their hand up North Korea's back.
Of course it does. Yeah. He's a puppet.
North Korea said it was preparing a choice of Christmas gifts, quote unquote, for President Donald Trump in the country's latest effort to pressure the U.S. to offer more concessions in nuclear talks before the new year. What does that mean? Drawing nearer is the year end time limit the Democratic People's Republic of Korea set for the U.S.
It means that he went to an American school, right? Some nonsense like that.
What is left to be done now is the U.S. option, and it's entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it will select to get. What does that mean?
That's what we get from our schools.
I'm telling you.
Who
wrote this? I don't even know.
More and more articles are written like that, ambiguity.
They're hard to read. Hard to understand what the point is.
Yes, very. What is the point?
See, I can take this two ways. He's like saying, hey, I would like to negotiate, make a deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, no, I'm gonna kick you in the backside
there. He didn't want it, that article's written so it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
State Department says U.S. may announce plans on new START treaty with Russia soon. I get these articles.
I'm telling you.
The U.S. State Department said that Washington may announce its plans on the new strategic arms reduction treaty with Russia in the near future. What is that? I don't understand. I've never understood what that does.
Does nothing. That's
so
what
by,
it does.
By us getting rid of our new, we can't even
keep the traffic light.
Right.
We can't even deindustrialize
a nuclear power plant. How are we going to get rid of our nuclear weapons?
We've never. I don't think we've ever taken one apart like they're supposed to and buried them.
Well, how are we going to get rid of our nuclear weapons?
Just give them to another country. Sell them to another country.
The leaking ones.
Yeah, the
old ones that got a little leaking problem.
Yeah, they just have to wear a suit. That's all when they're around them.
It's no problem.
They still work.
Well, they can have the monitor on their vest.
Oh, like Peanut.
Yeah, your buddy.
Yeah, he got to.
And his meter went
off. His meter went off.
If you didn't hear the story before, his buddy at the gun range was in Desert Storm
the first Iraq war.
And he had one of those radiation monitors, and he goes back, him and a few people went back to base and said, Sarge, my monitor went off.
Beeping.
My monitor's beeping. What's going on here? What do we do here? He said, give me them badges. Throw it. Nothing happened. Don't worry. Just go take a shower.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Trump criticizes European allies before NATO anniversary meet. This seems like a constant thing.
It's a constant thing.
He lashed out at European allies before a NATO anniversary summit today in London. This is in London, singling out France's Emmanuel Macron for very nasty comments on the alliance and Germany for spending too little on defense. Why are we still involved with NATO? What does NATO give us?
Nothing. Trouble.
Trouble? What trouble
does it give us? And a big bill. That's about
it. Definitely a big bill.
At least
if you go to a fancy restaurant, you get a good meal.
That's right.
You get a good meal out of it. What do we get out of NATO?
Trouble.
We get
angst.
Angst. Well,
you don't know if you're going to get stabbed in the back from those from NATO.
Oh, you know they are.
Yeah.
No, you do know.
I
don't think that's any question. Trump calls Democrats unpatriotic, spars with Macron at NATO gathering. Another story. They're trying to cast Trump as a he's just fighting with everybody. He can't get along. The world doesn't respect him. You got to be much more like Obama. President Donald Trump came out swinging at friends and foes accusing Democrats of being unpatriotic and calling remarks by Macron very, very nasty. Yeah, we got that. The Democrats are unpatriotic. I don't think any of these politicians I would necessarily call patriotic.
No. They're communistic.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a communist, I guess you're patriotic.
Yeah. You're communistic.
Not American patriots.
Right.
What do you see the actions of that? What word would you use to describe what the Democrats are doing? This impeachment goat rodeo.
Yeah. Communistic.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Leave it at that. Simple as that.
Trump campaign to blacklist Bloomberg News. President Trump's 2020 campaign announced earlier this week it will no longer allow reporters from Bloomberg News to obtain credentials to cover Trump campaign events.
Good. Why would they? If you constantly bash somebody, why would you want them in your room, your newsroom?
Well, Trump has the bully pulpit right now, and everybody, I don't care if you hate Trump, love Trump, whatever, in the news media, you love Trump, the attention, because you're right, you can't get a million people, hardly 5 million people to watch the Democratic debates.
Right.
Trump goes on a jog in Central Park and,
5 million people.
20 million people want to know about it.
Exactly.
Should he do this with more of the news? Should he do it with CNN?
Yes.
You know, we can't even come cover our events. We're not even going to let you into the events.
And ban him. Yeah. He's getting banned on YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff. Ban him.
Why hasn't Trump done something about the censorship on Google? Why is there not an antitrust lawsuit?
I was thinking about that last night.
It's serious.
It's serious. It's sickening. Trump, wake up.
Now, did you see the interview on 6? You smacking your watch?
Yeah, I just make sure it is running. You in there, Trump? If you are... Something.
Did you see the interview with the what's her name, Shannon or something like that? The CEO of Google was on 60 Minutes.
No, I missed it.
They've already ixnayed like 300 Trump ads.
Yeah, Trump ads. I've heard that. Yeah,
that's what they admit.
Right.
So that means about 3,000.
Yeah, probably
30,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Group launches $2 million anti-impeachment ad campaign. An outside group backing President Donald Trump is targeting 27 Democratic lawmakers in a $2 million anti-impeachment ad, $2 million campaign. Why are they targeting the lawmakers? Are they targeting their districts to get the people to?
I guess.
What is targeting the politicians? Don't listen to.
They got it.
America's
puppets.
America First Policies is launching. That's the name of the pack there. They're launching ads this week on social media. Well, good. I mean, that's what we just discussed. Good luck getting them through on social media. Mm-hmm. Broadcasting cable television. Now, they probably can get them on tape. Definitely cable television.
Right.
I would think. I mean, the game show network is certainly, mm-hmm. Maybe they're tired of running.
They could advertise on our show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
we should. Catherine, we ought to reach out to these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
America First Policies. Yeah. Heck, we'll do it for free.
Yeah.
I
don't know about free. We need a few pineapples to help us expand.
We'll do a buy one, get one free special.
There you go.
On the end.
There you go.
Anyway, one of those lawmakers is Representative Abigail Spanberger from Virginia, whose district went for Trump in 2016. Investigation lies a witch hunt, the narrator says, in one ad directed at her specifically. The radical left will stop at nothing to impeach President Trump. Better trade deals delayed, stronger borders obstructed, funding for our incomplete funding. Again, this doesn't make sense.
The writers of today are horrible.
I bet you the Chinese could get this straight. I bet those Chinese
You could probably read it better than Chinese.
I bet these Chinese students could write this better. A do-nothing Congress, folks, go focus on the witch hunt here. Congressman Abigail Spanberger is siding with them. So they are going to their constituency, right to them, to try to hit her.
Is kissy-kissy Lisa Page going to them? Did you hear her last
week? We're talking about, if you don't know what he's talking about, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok.
Peter Strzok, the lovers, the cuckoo lovers.
The one who went back and forth with text talking about how they're going to get rid of Trump.
Right.
From the FBI.
And now she's upset.
What's she upset by? Well, because I heard something about it. By what?
Because Trump called her out for, wooing on her text. It was funny. Oh, it was funny. I love you more. I love you. He was on stage at a rally too.
No, I didn't see that. No, I didn't see that. No, I didn't see that. Oh, my gosh. Congress pushes ahead on impeachment with nation split. Split? I don't think it's split anymore. I think it's pretty clear on the side of what in the world are we doing, wasting time.
That's a waste of time.
U.S. threatens huge tariffs on French goods over digital tax. This is Trump going after Macron.
Yeah, Macron, that little midget.
The EU is ready to respond to U.S. threats to impose tariffs of up to 100% on French imports, including wine and cheese.
So I guess tax it all.
They want to sell wine and cheese over here, and Trump's going to make it a little difficult. The move came in retaliation to a digital tax.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah,
I don't, set to hit U.S. giants, Google, Amazon, and Facebook. So now Trump is not only not censoring Google, not stopping our antitrust lawsuits against Google and Facebook and Amazon. He's now doing the bidding of them by going after Macron because Macron, France is trying to pose a tax on these
entities. He just wants the extra tax money. That's all.
The U.S. warned it would fire back with tariffs on goods imported from France. Does that concern you?
He likes to fill up his coffers, he said.
Does that concern you? That basically he's doing the
bidding
of Google?
He's doing the bid in a roundabout way. I think he'd rather have the money than the care about Google.
Why didn't he talk to Macron and say, you know what, don't do that. Let's just get together and let's stop censorship.
Maybe he did.
Come on.
Well, you know he was just that little implant that they put over there. That's all I'm going to say.
Implant they put where?
Macron.
Oh, Macron, yeah.
Yeah.
Trump says U.S. trade deal with China may have to wait until after the 2020 election. Now he doesn't want one until the election. When he talks, a lot of times he wants the opposite.
Yeah,
in some ways, he says, I like the idea of waiting until after the election for the China deal, but they want to make a deal now. But they want to make a deal now, and we can't hear him say that. And you get a little tired of that.
No.
he shakes his head yes, and then he says no. Bionic neurons could enable implants to restore failing brain circuits. Great.
Wow.
I mean, technology is fantastic unless it's in the hands of a lunatic who's going to use it to control people. Scientists have created artificial neurons that could potentially be implanted into patients to overcome paralysis. Great.
It's great. Absolutely.
The bionic neurons can receive electrical signals from healthy nerve cells and process them in a natural way before sending fresh signals on to other neurons or to muscles and organs elsewhere in the body. There you go.
There you go.
I wanted Steve, one of our listeners, Steve, thank you. He always sends such great emails. He wrote a letter about experience in Virginia, and I didn't print it out.
That's a troubling place, that Virginia, right now.
So far. Yesterday we talked about the story of Virginia trying to make it illegal to have basically a target in your backyard and teach people to shoot.
Yeah.
Or even teach people, jiu-jitsu.
Any kind of self-defense.
Ways to defend yourself.
Right.
Shooting, martial arts, what have you, becomes illegal, and the law is extremely vague, so they could
up anything.
Yeah, you can
fit anybody.
So it's going into discussion on the first of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in one of the counties there, and now you got to know these county meetings, council meetings, are sparsely populated.
I mean,
nobody ever, you know.
And they're packed with.
Nobody goes to these meetings. Well, this time, the whole room, the whole area, you know, these areas are fairly large. I mean, usually these counties, the whole place full. They shut the doors. You know, because it's full.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people outside.
Excellent.
1,000 people outside. We've talked about this about 100 times. The gun issue, you want to talk about all the issues in America. The gun issue, if it's not number one, it's number two or three. It's in the short list of the most important issues, the most inflammatory, and the most patriotic issues there are. Americans, a high, high, high percentage, are extremely passionate that they don't want their guns messed with.
And I'm one of them.
Right. And I am too. Why am I saying that? Because we have been looking for something to trigger people, an emotion,
mm-hmm.
and this is such a good sign to me that people got out like this and flooded the county.
Good.
Over this
issue. Have to stop it before it starts.
Well, you know, and then Mayor Pete wants to say, oh, these people with AR-15s and their delusions, that they're going to, you know, may use them against, if they think they're going to stop the government, they're going to shoot police and whatever.
Huh?
Yeah, well.
That's what Thomas Jefferson said.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, put it on Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Well, then argue with Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that. Thomas Jefferson said that. What was that quote?
Which one? It's in many.
Thomas Jefferson.
Which
about
one?
The refreshing.
Oh, yeah. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
And tyrants. Exactly. And we're coming close to that time, I think.
Well, they keep pushing.
Yeah.
And why do they push? Let me ask you.
Because we've bent all these years.
Right.
Because we're made out of butter instead of steel. America's used to be made out of steel.
Because we bend. It's not even so much the ignorance. To be honest with you, yes, ignorance is a huge part of it. But really, when push comes to shove, it's not about the ignorance. It's about the will.
Right.
When push comes to shove on all this,
mm-hmm.
It won't really be about the ignorance. It'll be about the will.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the ignorance is getting us here, and they're moving up, mm-hmm. whatever. It's creepy. But when push comes to shove, it's not going to be about the ignorance.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the will.
The church has done a great job of turning the other cheek,
yeah.
And they've taken it way too far.
Five foods to boost brain health and longevity.
What are they?
We need brain health. Maybe they should let the kids in school. Fish, berries, sweet potatoes, green vegetables and herbs, and beetroot. Love that beetroot.
Yeah, that beets are great.
One of five children now at risk for type 2 diabetes, study finds.
And everybody's coming up with that diabetes thing. It's terrible.
Well, you keep, you know, Dr. Sherry Rogers, she's got her book about that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. There's the news right now. There's the music.
Yeah.
Dean DeWolf on the other side, and then Rob Curry. Stick around, I'm sure you'll love it.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Around the holidays, deodorant is probably not what you want to talk about, but I do. I love it. My mother used to put things in my stocking, you know, before my parents would get up. I could always go open my stocking, and there would always be something in there for me that was, you know, cool. Maybe a Star Wars figure or something. Who knows? I don't know. But then there was always stuff like deodorant and socks, stuff that I didn't care anything about. Well, now that I've gotten older, deodorant's a lot more exciting than it used to be. And natural deodorant, especially knowing about all the chemicals and stuff. And the best, and I've tried not all of them, but a lot of natural deodorants, trying to stay away from parabens and aluminum and what have you. The Silver Shield from Silver Botanicals deodorant is the best. And we sell it over the Power Mall, of course. And there's also some other products we're going to talk about. Dean DeWolf, one of the founders of the company, one of the formulators. That's a pretty exciting story in and of itself, is here to discuss this. Dean, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel. Thank you so much for having us on the show, or having me on the show.
Absolutely. Well, we love everybody from Silver Botanical. How was your Thanksgiving? Was it good?
It was wonderful. I had a great time. Ate modestly. It didn't pig out, but had a great time.
Did you say modestly? Did you say ate modestly?
Yeah. Didn't pig out. I wanted to, but I kept it under control and I think I just went back for seconds once.
My wife rarely makes green bean casserole, and Thanksgiving is one of the times that she makes it. And so I just go nuts over that green bean casserole. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about deodorant. Let's talk about gifts from the Magi room and body spray, because that's one of the things we brought back for the holidays. People really like it, especially as a gift for around this time. Tell us about that, how you came up with it, what is it, and why somebody want to buy it.
Yeah, it's a great product. It's really apropos for this time of year when, you know, we're looking forward to Christmas, the greatest holiday, and celebrating the birth of Jesus. And what we did a while back was we wanted to create a product that would be appropriate for this time of year. And so we thought, well, what would that be? And we looked to the story of the birth of Jesus and the story of the three wise men coming to the manger and bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we played off that theme and created a product that actually contains authentic gold. Colloidal gold particles are in there, you know, just like we have colloidal silver. These are just tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic particles of gold, frankincense, essential oil, and myrrh, along with a lot of other ancient, all the ingredients in the product have been used for millennia. So all these essential oils that rose and cedarwood and things like that. So we've made a blend that smells really nice and has all those components of the story of the gifts from the Magi. And it makes for a great room and body spray. So you can spray it on yourself, and it gives you, I think it's a really nice scent, or you could spray it around the room. It's just something to really get that authentic sensation of the first Christmas.
I don't want to mention the companies, but you know those plug-in type things, those room quote-unquote deodorizers or whatever that is.
Right.
They drive me insane. I mean, my hands will start, whatever's in them, the phthalates in them or formaldehyde or whatever it is. Is this kind of a replacement for that, or what are we talking
about? Yeah, you could use it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a real natural, fragrance or body and room spray. A lot of these plug-in devices and kind of products that are on the market that are cheap, they're just made with synthetic chemicals that are usually just made from petrochemical feedstock and they're just synthesizing maybe one, usually just one of the aromatic components of an essential oil. And so it just kind of, I think people with the nose and the experience of essential oils or natural compounds, you can tell that it's kind of this synthetic, single synthetic compound that you're smelling. It doesn't have richness and fullness that essential oils have, which may contain up to 100 different compounds in it that lend to that kind of symphony or that aroma that you get from using essential oils. So, yeah, and they, I don't know, they just, for me, they do kind of give me a headache. The scent is a little obnoxious, the essential oil blend in the Gifts of the Magi, we worked on for months with employees here and ourselves all going through different blends of essential oils and finding out what we like the best. And probably after a month or so, we came upon a mixture of I think there's about 13 ancient essential oils in there, and we figured out how to blend those. Of course, two of them being frankincense and myrrh, but we figured out, the right blending of all those ancient essential oils to give us something that we think smells really pleasant and nice. You know, it's a good cologne or just body spray for people who want to
body
get those.
Spray. So you go around smelling like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's
what I said. Yeah, I mean, it's mostly frankincense, I think, is the notes that really stand out in it, but there are oils like cinnamon and cedarwood and some rose in there. It's got a really good balance.
Wow.
That I think, nice oils that have been appreciated for millennia, like I said. And
let me ask you this. Could you take that and put it in a people use what's it called, essential oil diffuser. Could you spray some of that in a diffuser?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You could do that almost with all. This product is lends itself to being used in a diffuser. Even though the sprayer on the bottle, it's in a nice aluminum bottle that's coated, aluminum enamel coated aluminum bottle that. That you have a sprayer on it, so you can, in essence, diffuse it just by spraying it into the room. But if you wanted to put it into a diffuser, that would work also just fine.
And so that's the Magi Room and Body Spray, the Magi, of course, from the birth of the Savior, from the three wise men. Another product that you have, the Total Body Skin Therapy. Let's talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, so that is what we were interested in doing is you know, the skin being your largest organ, and there's all different types of skin on our bodies. There's dry skin, there's oily skin, you know, there's skin that may have some dermatitis on, you know, you have all these different areas of your body that need some support. So we wanted to create kind of like a skin tonic for your whole body, and we figured the best way to provide a mechanism by which someone could apply something to all their skin would be a bath additive. And so this bath additive is a way to deliver all these nutrients, these vitamins, minerals, and just botanical extracts to the skin, and also your nails and hair. There's also things to help support that. So the first thing that the bath – yeah, go ahead.
Is this like a bath bomb, or is it like a liquid? What is it? I don't understand.
No, it's a liquid. It's a liquid. You pour about one cup of this liquid into your bath, and it just kind of transforms your bath into this bluish blue. We actually use it's very rare in nature to have a blue dye. If you look at most blue dyes, they're all synthetic. But there is recently that they've developed a blue dye that's made from spirulina, you know, the seaweed. And we've acquired this blue dye, which just gives the water this really nice kind of bluish color to it without, you know, knowing that it's not a synthetic, you know, artificial chemical that we're putting in our bath. Everything's natural. And also, so that's, you put it in, and we have, the first thing that does is that it adjusts the pH of the water to your skin pH. Most municipal water is adjusted, and its pH is usually like around 8.5 or so. It's kind of alkaline. So your skin is kind of having to battle that, adjusting its pH whenever you take a bath in municipal water. So the first thing that the bath additive does is brings the pH down to around 6.5, to where your skin's natural pH is, so that your skin's not having to deal with the pH variation. That's why a lot of people get dry.
Your skin is naturally 6.5 pH?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
right around.
That's a little acidic, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, actually, that's true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And women typically women have a little bit lower. Theirs might go down to around 6, but the average is right around, you know, 6.5-ish, maybe a little bit lower.
Is that as a defense? Is that kind of to protect our skin around, you know, stuff we come in contact with, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of the skin barrier function, so that is to help keep bacteria under control, or keep the right type of bacteria on the skin. It's part of the skin barrier function. And so that's what we do, is first make sure that the pH is there. And then we also do things. We call it smart emulsion technology. So if you were to look at this formula under the microscope, you'd see all these different little oil droplets. And some oil droplets would be oil droplets that are really oily and have like fats in it, like jojoba oil and things like that. And then some would just be like essential oils. And we've designed it so that there are some little droplets that go onto your skin and deliver essential oils that are good for the skin, like carrot oil or carrot seed oil and helichrysum oil and things like that. And then there's some little droplets that go to the surface and volatilize and provide, you know, aromatherapy. So there's aromatherapy associated with this bath, and then there's also nutrition being delivered to the skin through little droplets of oil that deliver that. And also there's salts in the bath that just tries to mimic the mineral profile of the sweat of the body. It's like, so there's a lot of potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium, things like that. Sweat, you're not really losing these minerals while you're taking the bath, but you're able to detoxify the minerals, like, you know, the toxic minerals, like if you had lead or mercury or any of these heavy metals or things like that, that it helps promote the detoxification of those, of metals and other things, but not like a deplete your body of the minerals that you want to retain, so to speak.
That's I'm fascinated by that. I had no idea that they did all that. I've never used this. I've used a lot of your products, but definitely not that one. Now, the next product I want to talk about, that I'm kind of surprised. At one point, we weren't selling them, and we were going to not carry them anymore. I use them, so that really surprised me. So we told our audience, hey, we're not going to carry the dog and bedding spray anymore. And they said, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, we want that. And I understand. It's fantastic. And so we knew we're carrying it. Especially my wife. She, of course, just does not like the dogs in the house. We have a bed for them. It gets cold outside. So we spray the bed and everything. It's fantastic in the bathroom. Instead of those fake poo-pourris or whatever they're called, they got chemicals again in them. I use your dog and bedding spray in the bathroom. I don't know if that's weird, but I do. Let's talk about that product.
Yeah, well, the dog and bedding spray is a good spray to help, like you said, with your dog's bed to help keep it fresh. And it also can be sprayed directly on the coat to, deodorize your dog. There's a lot of essential oils in there to help deter pests, like the mints, like peppermint, and we got lemon in there and geranium. Those are really good oils that if you were to, let's say, is it in and outside dog, that if you spray your dog with that, it's not necessarily going to, absolutely, kill any pests that jump on it, but it's going to help deter those pests from even jumping onto your dog because those oils are renowned for their ability to that pests don't like those particular oils. It's also got, of course, like all of our products, has colloidal silver in there, so it's a good germicidal spray that stays on the dog or on the bedding and doesn't just, vaporize or isn't volatile. It stays there and provides kind of continuing antibacterial protection to the dog or the bedding. And it's also just got some good oils for, deodorizing oils, like cedarwood oil is part of the blend, which is a great oil for deodorizing and neutralizing odors. And just oils for helping the skin of the dog. We've heard people who have had their dogs have cuts or abrasions that this spray is really good for its antimicrobial properties and helps support natural healing through oils like helichrysin is in it and rosemary is in it. So just all around good hygiene spray for your dog.
So you wouldn't just limit it to your dog either. You could use it for you, even though it says dog.
Absolutely. That's funny. Like you said, you use it in your bathroom. We've heard people who love to spray it on themselves because it is one of the more popular scents of all of our products. They really
love
this. Yeah. A lot of people like it. And because it also has Roman chamomile in it, which is a great scent. It's a very relaxing scent. So it's probably the most expensive oil blend that we use in all of our products, just because oils like helichrysin and Roman chamomile, and I forget some of the other, but it's a pricey oil blend, but it's got a wonderful scent.
Have you ever considered changing the name because it's got dog in it, so people think, oh, this is for my dog. I'm not going to use it for me.
We haven't really considered changing the name because we really design with all of our products, the oil blends that are in it. We really pick out the oils so that the blend really performs a certain function specific to the product. So like with the dog, we were really focused on pest deterrence, deodorizing, and just kind of keeping the dog clean.
I got you. Okay. One of the problems I did have one complaint about your products, but you seem here lately you've changed it. On the deodorant, the spray bottles were jamming.
Yeah.
But it seems like you've changed it. Talk for people who haven't purchased in a long time because of that. What caused that problem and how have you solved that?
Well, the reason that problem occurred is that our formula happened a lot during the winter because whenever it gets cold out and we ship it, that there can be just small, about the width of a hair, even smaller, little tiny crystals that form in it. And those crystals would block the sprayer nozzle. So what we did is we adjusted the formula so that those crystals wouldn't form, and we also pass our deodorant formula through a 50 micron filter such that no particles bigger, that could even potentially block that nozzle are in the product or capable of of clogging that nozzle. So through a slight adjustment of the formula and just filtering it through a smaller filter that we've – and also, I'm sorry, we also did pick another nozzle that was a little more forgiving and also had a better spray pattern in general. We're more satisfied with this spray nozzle on the spray deodorant. But the changing the nozzle – yeah, good.
Well, let's talk about the deodorant a little bit. It's my, like I said at the beginning, I just can't get over this because, you know, when as you discover certain things or your health or what have you, chemicals, and you start to realize that the toxins that are coming into our body, it's not too long where you think, oh, why am I putting aluminum under my arm that is absorbing straight into my blood right there by my lymph nodes? That can't be good. And you look for natural things. There's, you know, I've used the, whatever, that salt crystal, I've used that. I've used lots of Tom's products. I've probably used over the years 15 or 20 different products out there with varying degrees of success. I think ultimately, with pretty much all of them, except yours, I found myself being disappointed. Maybe it'll work for a day. Maybe it was okay for a couple hours. You got to keep putting it on, what have you. I have never seen a natural deodorant. This is for me. Everybody's body chemistry is different. I totally understand that. For me, for a lot of our audience, when I use it, it works a long time. Pretty much all day it works, which it surprises the heck out of me considering it doesn't have those harsh chemicals or aluminum in it. It smells great. It doesn't have any of these parabens or chemicals or, like I said, the aluminum, and it actually works. And it's surprising how well it works. I really cannot overemphasize how much I love your deodorant. Just shortly, we just got a few minutes left. How in the world did you basically invent the best deodorant there is, period, on the market?
Well, using the right materials and really going to nature to find those materials that are renowned for the ability to deodorize, to kill bacteria, because bacteria are primarily responsible for the odor. So using colloidal silver in conjunction with essential oils and also other all-natural ingredients, we just found a formulation. Really, there's a lot of trial and error. We probably went through 60 different formulations. In my background, I have a master's degree in chemistry, and my whole career prior to this was in formulation chemistry. So I know how to formulate mixtures of chemicals to perform specific functions. So I knew what I was doing, but really we had to go through about 60 formulas before we were at something that we're like, wow, this is really working. I mean, along the way, we were finding things that made you smell worse, that changed your smell and made it, you know, this real odd scent, or, you know, we found various degrees of effectiveness. And then after, you know, approximately 50, we were at 50 different formulas when we were finding things that were really starting to work really well. And at 60, we were like, hey, you know what? This is all day. It's working fine. When we're not having problems, no irritation, et cetera, then we started with that. And we've continued since then to a tweak here and there because our formula just works really well at this point. But I don't want to give the impression that, you know, that's not, like you were saying, everyone's body chemistry is different. Some people can have a reaction. We find that maybe like 1 in 20 of people who try our formula do kind of have some irritation, but they generally, it's the sodium bicarbonate, the baking soda that's in our formula. Some people's skin just don't have that skin barrier function that we were talking about earlier that's very strong, and that the alkalinity of the formula kind of can be irritating to their skin. So some people just, it might not be right for them, but for the vast majority of people, this formula works exceptionally well, and it works all day. I mean, that silver provides long-lasting, antimicrobial effects on the underarm, which prevents the odor. We have oils in there like cypress oil that help, like, reduce your pore size or just shrink the pore. Like, it has an astringent effect so that you're not sweating as much. It doesn't prevent sweating, but it's helping to reduce sweating. And and we have oils like jojoba oil in there and rose hip oil in there that help build up your, you know, the health of your skin structure by providing some oils and other cofactors like vitamins like vitamin B3. and vitamin E and other things like that to help, you know, support the skin's function and keep it strong. And altogether, it's just come together to a formula that I think that we have really good results on. If you go to Amazon, you could even see that our products will never be as good as the prices. Will always be best on the Power Hour. We make sure that our pricing on other, like Amazon, is not, we don't undercut any of our retailers. But if you look at the reviews on the Amazon, you'll see that the vast majority of people are very satisfied with the performance of this deodorant.
I was intrigued by something you said on your test process, kind of your Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb kind of back and forth. You found some formulas that actually made you smell worse. How's that possible?
Well, some bacteria, like I was saying, the normal pH of the skin is slightly acidic. So a lot of the skin bacteria that reside in the underarm, if the deodorant is acidic, can support the growth of that bacteria. And so some acidic formulas, also if the formula has components in it that kind of nourish those bacteria, then you can also
feed it. So basically you're feeding the bacteria.
Right. And so we're very conscientious about what we put in the deodorant formula. There's nothing in there that's really feeding the bacteria. Also, a big problem with body odor and underarm odor is that there's all sorts. I mean, the underarm bacterial community is the most diverse bacterial community on the human body, and we try and make sure that we're not supporting the bad bacteria or changing the demographics of that bacteria community under the arm. We're keeping it. Yeah. I hear
the music. It's a pleasure. Silver Botanicals at the Power Mall, the Magi, the body lotion, the dog and bedding spray, which I use for more than just dogs, and of course the deodorant and the refills. Dean, it's a pleasure, my friend. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you too, Daniel. Merry Christmas.
We've all heard about
yes,
antibiotics.
Yes, sir. Stay right there.
What about probiotics?
There.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering